Good morning and welcome to another episode of Community Matters. My name is James Gage and I am here with the wonderful Carrie Earle, who's a frequent guest and a representative of Out and About Oneida, and also with Susan Jones and Amy Ross, who are both committee members for the Jessica's Heroes Run, and they're here to talk a little bit about what's going on in Oneida and what Jessica's Heroes Race is all about. So first, Carrie, let me ask you, what is going on in Oneida?
Oh, there's always a lot going on, James. You know that by now. Anyways, first and foremost, we always love to discuss the City Center Market Thursday nights from 5 to 8 at Higginbotham Park. As you know, we have bands there from 6 to 8 every single week. We end, though, we only have 4 more weeks. Can you believe that? Summer is almost over.
I know. It brings a tear to my eye. Oh. You know,
sadness.
Things must pass.
It is. We know it will come back around. That's a good thing, along with market in 2020. But as you know, we have vendors there. We have a food truck every week. There's always activities for the kids. The month of August, we have a history walk, an art show, and other activities for the kids to be doing some artwork on the sidewalks, and animal show will be there and so forth. But make sure everyone comes down and just comes down with a group of family and friends and enjoy the area. The park looks beautiful every single Thursday. I have to make sure I do thank the Parks and Rec Department of Oneida. They make sure on Thursdays they get there before I do and everything is taken care of. I'm very appreciative of that and just happy to see the crowd there every week.
Now, we've brought this up before. Art and history are normally the kinds of things that make kids roll their eyes.
Mm.
But having it in this kind of setting where they can be downtown, having a lot of fun, and walking around, taking a look at what's on display, how do you think the kids are going to react when they see these amazing displays?
I am hoping, jumping for joy. But, you know, some will love, some maybe not so much. But even if they get a little bit of interest in it, that will help them as they grow into an adult and mature and so on. That will be a great thing. Just a great thing to see them out there. I do want to make sure I reference one thing. Throughout the whole season, I have told you there's a secret coming up during market. You remember?
Yes, I've been
All right.
Crossing my toes that
you bring it up today. Yes, I can finally announce that. We are going to have in the month of August, so pay attention out there. Watch the social media for Oneida City Center Market or on Out and About Oneida. We are having Beat the Heat Night.
Okay.
For 45 minutes, we are having the Oneida Fire Department. They're going to bring out the hose and spray all the kids in the street. So it'll be a great time.
At full force?
Not quite. It'll be basically the hose will be above the ladder rack and it'll be spraying down. So the kids can come out. The pool will be closed by then and they can come out and beat the heat that night.
That sounds like a ton of fun.
It'll be a
when
great time.
When else do you get an opportunity like that?
You know, I'm excited. I've been trying to get this done for a couple years, so I'm really excited the fire department is able to do it. We have all of our approvals at this point, so really, really excited for these kids to come out and just enjoy. Always happy to see friends and family out there listening to the music, grabbing a bite to eat, seeing the vendors, and so on.
And what other music do we have coming up in August?
You know, that's a great question. I have to tell you, I don't have my list in front of me today, but I can promise you this. It's great music, great bands, and what a great atmosphere
up
it is.
Until now, the music is just
perfection. Yes.
So I can only imagine what's coming up in August is going to be just as wonderful as it was before.
It will. I promise you.
Absolutely. So that's what's going on at the market. But there's all these other wonderful events going on. I know that the Cow Pie Derby is right around the corner.
Today is the day for Cow Pie Derby. So yesterday we had made our hats, have our derby hats all ready. We're ready to go out there in our sundresses, colored shirts, and wait for those cows to go. We are so grateful Morrisville State College is bringing us two cows up. And we are going to have them on display from 1:30 to 4:30. And if you bought a square out there, keep your fingers crossed for that land parcel to be plopped on. Anyways.
Yeah, we've had some people ask, do they have to clean up after themselves if their spot is the one selected by the our bovine friends?
You know, I should have changed that rule. No, right now, but maybe next year we'll change that rule a little bit. Maybe a cleaning fee. We were just discussing that. You know, maybe we should put a cleaning fee on that. This year it's free. Free for the cleanup. And we have a great team that will do that for them.
Just another service you provide.
That's
for the
right. That's right. Everything will take place. 1 o'clock, we open the gates and 1:30, the cows go on. We have two great bands today. 1 o'clock, Defunct. It's a 6-piece brass band. And at 3 o'clock, we have Grit and Grace. It's going to be a great afternoon. The weather is going to be beautiful. It looks like it's going to be around 84 degrees today. And bring your canopy if you want. If you don't like the sun, bring your canopy. Set it up down there. There's plenty of room in the yard. Grab your chair. Grab your shoes you can dance on. Heck, you know, bare feet. Dance with your bare feet. We don't care. It's a day of fun, a day to support Jessica's Heroes. There'll be a lot going on. So if you haven't registered for the race yet, you can register down there. If you would like to support us another way, meaning being a sponsor, we're still looking for some sponsors too. We have sponsorship forms there. This is an inspirational thing for people to know that there's hope and there's people supporting you. Cowpie Derby is just a way to bring the community together and have fun supporting the event.
Absolutely. And because you mentioned the heat today, make sure you're coming with plenty of water to drink.
Yes.
If you don't have a canopy, even an umbrella helps to keep a little bit of shade. Get out of the sun and enjoy yourself while you're outside.
You're absolutely right. And if you want, pack a lunch. You can bring your own food to the field. Or we do have two food trucks. We have a main food truck called Chow Down, and they'll have some food there for you. And then we have another dessert truck, and they will have some ice cream for everyone there.
Oh, yes.
So
you can't go wrong with ice
cream. You cannot go wrong with ice cream. It'll be a nice day to have ice cream. So, but bring your waters, bring your lunch, or stop by at either one of the food trucks.
That's great advice.
And we will be selling water as well, so we want everybody to stay hydrated.
So we've got
so
water.
So if you forget to bring your own, we will have water for you.
Yeah, yes. So we're not going to leave you high and dry. We've got water.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we'll have everything there for you. Oh, you know what we also need? Bring down your outdoor games. No reason not to have fun while you're listening to the bands.
Boards.
Bring some cornhole. Yeah. Bring some croquet. You know, little pickleball can be happening. Whatever you want down there, just bring it and enjoy.
Now, you made a great point while you were talking. This Cowpie Derby, although it's a ton of fun and it really is a way to get the community all together, it's really about Jessica's Heroes and about supporting the work that's happening with that race and the ongoing work that the race supports. So Susan and Amy are here with us today to talk a little bit about Jessica's Heroes. Mm-hmm. These were two close friends of Jessica Froelich, and we wanted to ask you, who was Jessica and why is this race named after her?
Thank you for this opportunity, first of all. Appreciate it very much. Jessica Froelich actually was my niece, and Amy, very close friends with Amy. She contracted breast cancer when she was 27 and put up an amazing, incredible 7-year battle and passed away in 2017 at the age of 34.
Wow.
But Jessica was always one of those remarkable, amazing, quiet people. She didn't make a lot of noise, but she was always thinking of other people. The whole time she was sick, as ill as she would be at sometimes, she was always helping someone else going through the same process. Maybe a little earlier on, you know, a woman she knew was just, you know, detected with cancer, and she would really hold their hand and help them through the process. And really, she was an amazing strength for someone little, petite, and just not a boisterous person. She just was a remarkable source of strength for everybody.
The kind of person that you get to know her and she just instantly you like her.
You have to love her.
Yeah, yeah. And she was always like, whatever we need to do, let's get it done, however we need to do it. You know, as down and out as she could be sometimes, she was out, you go see her and she'd be worried about you. You know, that's the kind of person she was. And she, at the whole time, husband and two young boys, she was trying to make life as normal for them as possible, given, you know,
given the circumstances.
Insurmountable circumstances.
It's interesting when you bring up her husband and her two boys. How has this race helped them cope with the loss of their mother?
I think that's a great question. As we know, is when we lose someone, it's tough. So I can't speak for them, but you know, they loved their mom. He loved his wife, and I think they know it's an honorable thing, and they smile when they see the race and the memory go on.
It's been a little hard. You know, they're young boys, and you know, Joe lost his wife, and now he's caring for two young boys on his own. But I think deep down they know that this is what we all needed to do. It, not just, I see it as kind of twofold, and I know Amy and I have talked about this a million times. It's been very cathartic for us to get over something that's like an insurmountable grief.
Right.
And I hope that they get a little bit of relief from that. I just spent some time with Tyler the other day, and he's just the sweetest little boy. And, you know, it's remarkable how they can get through something that most people just couldn't fathom.
We really wanted to start this to continue all the good works that Jessie's done. She always took care of everyone. When she was diagnosed with breast cancer the first time, she organized a Relay for Life team, spent a lot of her energy, which she didn't have a lot of at that point, because she was undergoing chemo. But she always had a Relay for Life team. When she was diagnosed with a stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, she went for training to be an advocate to help other women in the same situation. So as hard as her life was at that point, she was still reaching out to others and trying to help them. She had financial difficulties like most people would at her age, not being able to work and having to have all types of treatments. And she was helped by Lori's Legacy, which is part of the Oneida Healthcare Foundation supported groups. And so that we watched help her when she couldn't pay her rent or when she needed her copay for her insurance because she was about to lose that. So that prompted us to help another group, the Mom Prom Women, who were raising money for patients with cancer, help to pay those everyday bills.
Right.
So we kind of partnered with them, and we continue to have different events throughout the year so that we can help people if your car breaks down, if you can't pay your rent. And what we're hoping is that if they're not stressed by worrying about paying their bills, they'll have more energy to help them heal.
Is that what sets this race apart, this fundraiser apart from other causes?
I believe so, because there are many organizations that are raising money for research for cancer, which is very needed, don't get me wrong. But we want to support our local community and help the men and women that are facing battles. And we feel like we are making Jessie proud of us because this is what she always did. And as Susan said, it was hard for us to cope with losing her at 34. So the way I work is I need to take action. I need to be doing something. So doing something that I know she would have been doing if she was here, and that maybe will help some people who will be in the same situation as she was, make their life just a little bit easier as their treatment's going on. And then I feel good.
You know, I'd like to say something about that. I have had the honor of working with this committee for a year and a half now. And I always think back of how fortunate I am to have met all of these women and spent more time with them. Some of them I've known in the community and so on, but didn't really sit down and talk with them. And for the last year and a half, I've had this wonderful opportunity to learn about them. But Amy just said something that was really great of what's happening also. Every meeting we talk about Jess. And I watch eight women, on the committee, go through and talk about someone they love and, but with a smile, you know, there's always great memories we talk of or speak of while we're there. And we always remember our purpose of why we are there. To us as a committee, I personally feel that's a very important thing, is remembering our purpose and connecting with others of our whys and how to proceed on afterwards. Because sometimes when people are grieving, it's really tough.
Right.
And how do you do that? So this group and Amy and Susan involved that are here with us today, they're there. They're in the mix of it. And I see on the outside as I look in, great people evolve even more. And they're giving to our community. And some people don't know all of the behind the scenes of everything they're doing and traveling from here to there and taking their evenings to make sure that this event goes off and these people can utilize these monies so they're not stressed while they're healing themselves.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing thing that I thank them and our committee to be able to be with them as they're they're healing, you know, from the inside out.
And that's a great point that you brought up, Amy. We often think about causes for cancer relating to research, relating to the cost of health care, finding a cure, those kind of things, which are very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But we rarely think about the cost associated with people's everyday lives that cancer can have. It can take a toll not only on their body and their health, obviously, but also on their financial well-being and the well-being of their family.
You know, most people assume if you have health insurance that everything will be fine. Well, it's not true, because there's limits to what your health insurance can even pay. Some of the medications that these people need are god-awful expensive. But, you know, you just don't look at, you've taken one of the breadwinners out of a family.
Right.
So now you're trying to run on half the amount of money, and you need help to get over the hump. So if we can help with those little things, and it's just about putting people's mind at ease. You know how stressful it is if you've got bills that you can't pay for.
Right.
So if you can just put that aside and just focus on healing, getting yourself better, even if it's just spending good time with your family, if it's not going to get better, just having that free time, the ability to do some things.
Right. And I would imagine that knowing that your community is behind you can really give you a sense of love and support. Knowing that these bills are being taken care of because there are people all around you in the town that you live in who think you matter enough that they that they've contributed.
I love that you just said that, James. Everyone matters. And that's what people have to realize, that, you know, sometimes when you're not feeling well, you have those thoughts that maybe you don't and so on. But I really want to make sure of that statement you just made. Everyone matters. And so I am going to put this, I'm totally interrupting and I apologize, ladies. But if you are struggling financially, you know, contact the foundation and ask for the cancer care program and get the application, because you do matter out there. We want to make sure you're not stressed. We want to make sure that you are healing yourself and getting better. And that is what we care about at Jessica's Heroes, is all about you.
Do you have a sense for how many people have been helped as a result of your efforts?
We do. At this point, I want to say 15 to maybe 18 people we've helped so far. So one of our things that we've been working on is, it's a little tough because there's only so many of us and so much time, is we're working on the run and so on. But we are trying to get out for the applications, people to know about the program. So we do, you know, contact the foundation. You just have to go to the foundation and request for an application, and you'll see the money, is that type of thing. We just have to keep track of it and so on. So the more people that know about what we're doing, the more people will apply. So we want to keep on pushing that. So whoever's out there listening today, please, please share that part of it. That's one of our other priorities that we're working with.
And 15 to 18 people might seem small, but if you really think about the amount of money it takes to help a person in situations where they have cancer, it's amazing. It's an insane amount of money. So to be able to raise enough money to help 18 people, 18 families, and think about all of the people connected to those families too. It's not just the individuals, 18 individuals. It's 18 families with spouses, children, aunts and uncles who love them as well, who also are helped by seeing the community come together.
Right.
This will only be our second year for the run. So we're young.
Right.
We're just starting out, and we hope to build on it every year and add more. So please come out. Help us help everybody else in the community.
Right. Susan, about how many people do you suspect are going to be racing this year?
Last year we had was our inaugural race, and we had over 300 participants. So our goal this year is to raise over $50,000. And last year we exceeded our goal and raised over 36. And then, so I'm hoping, we're all hoping to see 400 or 500 people participate. It's really a fun time. And as I said, you can either let grief eat you up, or you can take that energy that the grief takes and use it for good. And it's amazing. I just feel like a different person having met people from all walks of life that have had cancer affect them.
Right.
And they're quiet about it, but you know it's just destroying that person or their family in so many different ways. And so it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but when you're just helping someone make a car payment, pay their electric bill, those kinds of things, it can help people all walks of life, because once you're sick and you're going through the treatments, most people can't work for a while. Just not having that income is devastating.
Right. And just to clarify something, we talked about Jessica and how she was diagnosed with breast cancer, but this foundation, this charity is not solely aimed at those with breast cancer. It's anybody with any type of cancer, am I right?
Yes, it's not just breast cancer. We partner in an informal way with some wonderful organizations. Jessica was pretty involved with the Carol Baldwin Foundation and things. So, and they do a lot of tremendous work with research, but we kind of want to be a grassroots,
right,
given the amount we have so far.
And if you can reach that many people with $36,000, $50,000 can really help a lot more people.
Huge. Yeah. Really, nowadays, those amounts seem like nothing compared to what some charities raise. But just think about, we all were there when she'd be like, my transmission went, you know, it's one thing. And as a family, you do everything you can, but after a while, it's like they don't even want to tell you because they don't want to ask for
help. They feel like a burden. They feel like a burden, and they don't want to be to their families.
Exactly.
But,
you know, that's a really good point. Again, I've had the opportunity to work with the committee, and both Amy and Susan were really, really close with Jess. I knew Jess as a community member and a couple of things going on in our city of Oneida. But I want to express the whole thought of the patients thinking that they're a burden. And that's something we want to express or not. And I have actually spoke to many people in reference to the Cancer Care Fund. And some people are like, oh, I'll be okay. That's what this fund is here for. That fund is here for you to make sure you're okay. You know what? That car payment, if you can't make that, let us know. Let us share this with you so that you can use that for something else you may need. So there's a little bit of that ease and that tension and so on. Again, this is to make you less stressed and to heal.
And is there any expectation of reciprocating if somebody is cured, their cancer goes into remission? Is there any expectation that they would have to give back any of the money?
Not at all.
No. I don't mind this. It's overused sometimes, but pay it forward. Help the next person. That's kind of what naturally happens. The more you see people are genuinely willing to help you, not expecting anything.
Right.
It's amazing how sick people can be, and they're like, oh, I'll drive them to if their neighbor needs a ride to treatment or whatever. So,
and I think that's just a general thing to say to the community. When somebody's dealing with cancer and you say to them, what can I do for you? They will almost always say, oh, nothing, we're fine.
I'm fine, yeah.
So show up at their door with dinner. Stop by and bring them a rose just to say hello and see how you're doing. Say to them, I'm free this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Which day would you like me to drive you to your treatment? Because I can see you're doing it yourself, but I can also see you're getting tired.
Right.
You know, Jessie, she didn't want to be a burden. And in the beginning, I had to fight with her a little bit. I had just retired, so it was perfect. And the family had done so much, they all needed to go back to work. That's the other thing. You know, you need people in your community that can help you. But I was available, and she just would, oh, I'll be fine. And I just said, I'll be there. I'll be there at 10 o'clock or your appointment's at 11. And that's how we just kind of got into that system. But to understand what a wonderful kid she was in the hospital with pneumonia, and her lungs had filled with fluid. She was extremely sick, and really some of us looked at each other and didn't know if we were going to get her out. We didn't know if this was the last stand. And I walked into her room one morning, and the elderly woman in the other bed said to me, you don't know how amazing this child is. I said, well, I think I do, but what happened? The woman wound up in a situation that she was going to be homeless when she left the hospital. She got thrown out of where she was living because she was too sick. So Jessie had been on her phone all morning looking up places that could take this woman in.
Wow.
And they arranged for a place. This woman had somewhere to go until she could find something else. But if you could have seen how sick she was at that point, but it never stopped. Until she passed, she never stopped worrying about other people.
She was still giving back.
She was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was. She spoke multiple times at the Oneida Relay for Life.
Yeah.
And really inspiring speeches. I never understood how she could get through it. Especially the first one. She was so young.
Yes.
And she detailed her whole story. And she made it all the way through perfectly. She's...
So being one of Jessica's heroes really does mean carrying on that same legacy of helping, of mm-hmm. loving, of being there to support mm-hmm. others, even when circumstances aren't the best for yourself. Mm-hmm. Being one of Jessica's heroes mm-hmm. means helping somebody else. And so you've got this wonderful race, you've got the Cow Pie Derby. These are some ways that people can contribute. If they're not going to buy a square or aren't going to be able to race... Some of us aren't race ready.
Ah, that's okay. So we, of course, always have ways to donate. You can go to our social media page and you can find us. I can send you a link, or you can go to the race itself and just do a donation there. Of course, we're always accepting donations at any time.
And you can always walk. You don't have to run. We do have walkers and runners. There's two separate groups. So.
Right.
Yes. I do want to talk a bit about race. Amy had said something that really makes... It's clear in my mind. We call it Jessica's Heroes for a reason, because we all want to be like Jess, and she was the hero to many. But I want to share with you about a little bit about the race and the way it's set up and so on. The race is, you just mentioned, not everyone's a runner. Well, sometimes not everyone can walk that far either, and there's a little intimidation from that, and we're here to support you. So if it's something you do want to try, we're there behind you. We're here to cheer you on. And you'll see for that whole 3 miles, there'll be people cheering you on along the way, because that's what we are. We're the support system for you. We want people to know we're here to support you and you can do it. We're behind you. And, you know, if you need someone to walk with you, any one of us would walk with you. You know, that type of thing. We're there right with you the whole time. If you need us to run with you, I will do my best. I would try.
I'm not going to say that. Yeah, we'll let Carrie run.
But that's the biggest thing, is it's all about supporting one another in a community, which then, of course, gives back to those that are in need, that are at a time of need. Right. And we have to address those issues at that time for them.
And we're also looking for sponsors. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than helping your own community if you have a business in the community. And it's also good advertising.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because your name is right up there. You know, and it shows that you support the people around you and you care.
And the more sponsorships you get, the more you can help people mm-hmm. with the money that you raise.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So some people, what I love about this particular way of raising money is that it not only brings the community together in one event, but it also helps people be healthy. It, mm-hmm. it promotes mm-hmm. being healthy. People are running. They're training for a run. Sometimes people set goals. Maybe they've never done a 5K before, so they're setting goals for themselves to get off that couch and do something that they've never dreamed of doing mm-hmm. before. So in a way, you're providing an opportunity for people to better themselves as well.
And even the walkers, I know quite a few people who don't exercise very often, but they say to me, okay, I've been out walking every night trying to get myself ready for the walk. I want to do a good job.
Just getting out and having a good time. Like this spring we had an adult Easter egg hunt, and people are still talking about what a wonderful time they had. You know, just getting out of your everyday routine and getting outside, especially if you've got young children. Kids love it. And just have so much fun. It's just, that's what's so important. Oneida is a great, great city. And I think we're trying to point that out to a lot of people, what there is in Oneida and how we can, it is a small city, so we can help each other, you know, in a million different ways.
Yep.
And there is a children's walk as well. So, you know, it'll be a fun morning for people to come out and bring their family. We're having tons of basket raffles. We will be raffling a balloon ride for two.
Wow.
A $650 value for only a $10 ticket. We have an SU basket for
great
the...
Great basket. Two tickets.
For the Georgetown game?
Well, I'm not sure
we're
not the game
sure.
yet.
Okay. We're not sure
but
which
it'll
game.
Be a good game. They're good seats.
We promise you, it's a great game.
Yeah, for very good game. I'll make sure they win. That's getting the deal.
That's on your
That's a little extra. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll be talking to Jim later on. Okay. The package includes a hotel, restaurant, gift certificate, and all kinds of SU swag. and snacks and things. So it's really it's a big dollar amount basket. Last year, a very dear friend of mine donated it just very quietly. I'm like, we were all like blown away when we saw this basket she'd created, and it was such a hit that we really want to highlight it this year.
And the very good friend of mine that won it had the most amazing time. He and his wife both ran in the race, but they had the most amazing time at the basketball game. They just couldn't believe it. But it is just a fun morning to come out because there'll be all the raffles, there'll be music, there'll be excitement watching the runners go and come back in. The kids can go on the walk. So there will be a lot going on.
There's a lot to do. There's a lot to have fun about and to get excited about.
Even if you don't want to run.
So tell us one more time, when's the date of the race?
The race is September 28th. It's Saturday morning. Kids kick off at 9:45. The runners start at 10, and the walkers will start at 10:15.
Okay.
During that whole time, we'll have places for people to get basket raffle tickets. We'll also have a DJ there, so it will be a great morning.
Sounds like it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be wonderful. You know, the one thing I do want to make sure I say, James, is thank you to our sponsors that we currently have. One is ServiceMaster by Ross. They've been a great presenting sponsor. They were at last year. They're at again today or this year. And they've just been awesome to work with. Very, very kind company. So please support them. The other is Oneida Healthcare Foundation. Oneida Healthcare has been a great backbone of this whole process for Jessica's Heroes and the organization itself. Without them, we would not be able to do what we're doing. They carry all of our insurance and so on. So they have been fantastic to work with, and we're just pleased to have Oneida Healthcare in our community. So please support all of the businesses that are sponsors of ours, and we just appreciate everyone to come out and enjoy and just to have a nice day, whether it's Cow Pie Derby or the race, or, hey, I think everyone should go to both.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Carrie, Susan, Amy, thank you so much for being here with us this morning. I hope everything goes smoothly for everybody at the Cow Pie Derby, including the cows, and hope that people really get involved with the race and have a great opportunity to help others and to help themselves in the process.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to get more information to more people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have a wonderful
day.
James,
thank you. I'll see you next month.